This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. That's the sound of the Charlotte Symphony, and although its members won't be performing live anytime soon because of the coronavirus pandemic, they are doing something special for the public through a virtual performance that includes many moving parts. But they are not the only ones going virtual. There's the Boom Festival, Opera Carolina, and others. Joining me for this edition of Weekend in Entertainment is Matt Olin, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Gwen.
Well, Matt, let's hear a bit more of the Charlotte Symphony. Matt, their virtual performance is called A Symphony Apart for fans sheltering in place. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the musicians will be playing the fifth movement of Beethoven's masterpiece at the same time, but apart from one another. You know, some of them will be maybe on a sidewalk in front of their home or at their kitchen table with the window open or maybe on their front porch in Noda.
Hence, A Symphony Apart.
That's exactly right. And so that's different from what a lot of symphonies are doing around the world, which is, you know, they typically record themselves separately and then piece it together. But the symphony here in Charlotte, they're going to be out on a tightrope with no net. And that, I think, is intended to underscore, you know, this idea that sheltering in place is important, but also music can help us overcome fear.
Okay. And when will everyone be able to hear and see the finished product?
So the videos of the individual performances will be available on April 20th at asymphonyapart.com or on Facebook at CLT Symphony Musicians, or they can follow the hashtag CSO at home.
Okay. The annual Boom Festival is another event that's going virtual, and that takes place in Plaza Midwood normally, and it's now going live with a place close to you, right, Matt?
That's exactly right. I mean, the fifth annual Boom Festival was planned for this weekend, but of course, with the stay-at-home orders, that just can't happen. So this Saturday at 4 p.m., which would have been kind of their peak time of their schedule, they're going to be hosting an online event that they're calling Boom in the Living Room. It's going to feature 25 artists that were a part of the festival this year, and they're going to be sharing their work online. The cool thing about this is that the attendees will basically hop from platform to platform. I mean, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Zoom, Twitch, YouTube, etc., kind of like you're running to different areas and performance at the Boom Festival in Plaza Midwood.
Okay, and for those who are new to the city, what is the Boom Festival?
It's this beautiful festival of contemporary art that takes place in Plaza Midwood every year. Lots of really cool performances, both from local artists and also visiting artists.
Okay, and as you said, the artists who will be performing in the virtual event, they were scheduled to perform this year.
That's exactly right.
And Matt, since the beginning of the month, Opera Carolina has streamed a virtual event every Friday. What are they doing today?
Yeah, like you said, every Friday they host this virtual event, either musical or educational in nature. The series is called iStream Fridays. Now, tonight at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live, they're featuring resident artist Sarah Jersey Rausch with a special guest, Justin Traxler. And you can follow the opera on Facebook at Opera Carolina to catch those virtual concerts. They're also going to upload the concerts to their YouTube channel 24 hours later, so you can really watch them at any time.
And for future reference, a heads up on a WFAE virtual entertainment event for this month on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon. WFAE's Amplifier podcast host Joni Deutsch will also host WFAE's series Songversations live on Facebook. It features local musicians brought together virtually with an audience to create a special interview performance experience. Matt, have you seen any of them yet?
I have, and they're beautiful, and we just love everything that Joni's bringing to our community and to the music community in particular here.
Okay, and soul crooner Anthony Rodriguez, lead singer for the band Soulganic, is on this week's installment. Let's have him take us out, Matt.
Sounds great, Gwen.
Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
That's Matt Olin, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative.
It makes her into who she would like to be. The story she tells when the eyes clear and gone is a crap, she's blanketed by the silence so loud.